Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's for you. Beverly Williams is the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Business, an organization that I have really come to appreciate and admire, largely because of Beverly Williams, the kind of person that she is, and her dedication to what she's doing and to the people that she serves. And she is also a member, a very valued member, and one of the original members of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. But more importantly to me, she is my friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning. You always make me sort of teary when you give that introduction.
Well, my audience knows the kind of regard that I place you in, Beverly, and I mean every word of it. Let me introduce, and by the way, Beverly is the co-host today. She's my co-host. Sometimes when she joins me, when she brings someone for us to visit with, she's my co-host, so you'll be hearing her ask a lot of questions this hour. Let me introduce the other person who's with us, and this person is a real live home-based business person. And as most of you know, we do this quite often, Beverly and I. His name is Jeffrey D. Zabar, and he's a work-at-home freelance journalist specializing in marketing, telecommunicating, and small office, home office topics. His work and his weekly column on marketing are featured in the Fort Lauderdale Sun Centennial, as well as in many national publications and on several on-site websites. He resides in Coral Springs, Florida, with his wife and his three children. Jeff Zabar, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
I'm great, and I think you know Beverly.
Of course, Beverly. How are you this morning?
I'm just fine, Jeff. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
Folks, I mentioned early in the hour Jeff's book. It's called Home Office Know-How, Get Organized, Stay Focused, Have Fun, and Succeed. This is a darn good book, Jeff. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I don't want to sound like I'm surprised, because I don't mean it that way. It's just that this is like a little bit of an extra surprise, because Beverly, when you brought folks on before, this is the first time you've actually brought someone who sent me a book, and when I got this, it's just full of a lot of good stuff, and there are hundreds of tips in here on different things in being in small business, from how to design your workspace to how to deal with the kids to the time that you spend, the tools, marketing, and on and on. And Jeff, thank you for sending me a couple of extra ones, because you said we could give a couple of those away this hour.
I would love to do that, because I think that it's a book that's easily read, easily digested, easily implementable or implemented, and I want to make sure that some of your people out there, your listeners, can get them if they want them.
It is available in bookstores, and it is available online. And tell me the price.
It's $12.95 at typical retail, but I know that Office Depot has it, and they discount it about 10% or 20%, and Amazon discounts it, and then you can get it through my website, but that's via Amazon, and that's at the 20% of discounted price as well.
Okay. Well, folks, if you'd like to have a free copy of Jeff's book, just give us a call, 888-822-8255, or if you have a home-based business question that you'd like to ask any of the three of us, just give us a call, 888-822-8255. Beverly, co-host.
Yes, sir.
You're up.
I'm here. I just want to make a comment about the book. Jeff sent me not only a copy of the book when it was published, but also the manuscript back before it was ever really a book. Mm-hmm. And I remember chuckling through some of the tips and hints and things that he talked about. And I thought that was very refreshing to have some humor in some of what sometimes can be rather heavy stuff.
Well, the book's easy to read too, because every paragraph basically has a header that helps you to navigate the book.
Right, exactly.
Right, and that's really what we were looking at. I mean, I'm, as a journalist covering this market, I have probably 90% of the books that have been written on home office, and not just small business, because that's a little bit varied from what I cover, but from really home office. And all of them really require that you, A, read them sequentially. Got to start in the beginning, got to go to the end. And it's not like a novel where you can read the last page and get, you know, find out what happened. I mean, you have to read them all. And then, B, they're very heavy and they're very business-oriented. And you got to do this and you got to do that. And, again, you got to refer to something that you should have read on page 100 if you're on page 101. I wanted this book to be Home Office 101. I wanted you to be able to sit down and open it up on any page You know, if you're reading it when you're going to sleep, hopefully it'll keep you awake. But if you do fall asleep and lose your page, you can open up at any page and pick back up where you left off and not feel that you're missing out. And with a breath of fresh air, because home office is very serious. But one of the things we say right on the cover, it says, get organized, stay focused, have fun.
Mm-hmm. See? That's right.
And this is not just a work style. It's a lifestyle choice.
One of the things, Beverly, one of the angles I think that you wanted, one of the reasons you wanted Jeff to be on the show today, was basically, just to sort of paraphrase what you had told me before, was that Jeff had an experience where he sort of unplugged from the technology for a week.
Well, he did.
Talk to us about that.
Jeff, I would like you to really take us back to sort of step one, building this business, because I know there's a lot of freelance writers who are home-based businesses that hopefully are listening to the show. You do it with three little children, and I've seen their picture because it's on one of your business cards.
Right.
Tell us how that got started.
Well, I'll take you way back, and I'll give you the abbreviated edition.
Okay.
Back in 1989, I was a journalist at a small weekly paper down here in South Florida. My wife was a nurse, earning pretty good money. We had no long-term debt, no mortgage, no one car payment, no kids, no fears about finances, so to speak. But I was not happy with my work. And as many people who go out on their own today say, or as many people who don't go out on their own, but they still say it today, I think I can do it better than my boss does it. And so we talked about it, took a leap of faith, and this was in February of 89, took a leap of faith, went out on my own, our own, and I always put us together in this, and moved forward. I had a little Apple IIc, anyone knows the early Apples, it was a little IIc with about an 8-inch across screen, little green screen, and started growing the business from we always rented, you know, two-bedroom apartments so that we could have an extra space for whatever, and that became my office. And so we built an office. I had my computer. I was using, like, a postal service down the street to do all my faxing. I didn't have a modem. Eventually grew the business, bought a PC with a modem, so I was able to log on to at that time, Prodigy, and onto my editor's computer so I could dump articles in. And then eventually we added kids into the mix. And slowly but surely, you know, now we have three children. But what has enabled me to do all this, and what sort of segueing into the story you're talking about that was an entrepreneur's home office, is the technology.
Right.
Anyone who works from home knows that the two things that I say you can run an office is, I don't think everyone needs a computer, because not everyone will do computer-oriented work. If you're in sales, you may not need a computer. But the computer and telephone has made it so we're capable of doing what we do from home. And it's really made a difference.
Jeff, stand by. We're going to have to take a break. Hold
sure.
that thought. Folks, we're going to be right back with Beverly Williams and Jeff Sabar. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 20 after, 888-822-8255. That's our phone number. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. It's 24 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guest is our very good friend and our frequent guest on the show, Beverly Williams. Those of you who've been listening for a long time know her very well, and you know how dedicated she is and what a good job she does with her organization, the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, as well as being my guest and sometimes co-host on this show, as well as her friend and our new friend, Jeff Sabar, the author of Home Office Know-How, which we're going to give a couple of copies away today. If you'd like to have one, I recommend it to you if you're noodling around in a bookstore, or go to your bookstore and look for it. Go to your online stores and look for it. It's called Home Office Know-How. Or if you just want to pick up the phone and dial this number, then we'll give you one for free. 888-822-8255. 1-888-822-8255. Jeff, you've probably got a website, don't you?
I do have a website. It's www.goinsoho, GOINSOHO.com.
Okay. Check that out, folks. And while you're at it, go to Beverly's website, which is
www.aahbb.org. O-R-G.
Right. And we'll give those out again later in the hour. Jeff was telling us a minute ago about, he was talking about technology. And Jeff, when I was just telling you that my business is just now, my own business is just now 10 years old, and I remember in the early days, and my audience knows that I've been on Macintosh now since 83 and using Macintosh computers. And if it weren't for my computer when I started my business, I would not have been able to have done what I would not have been able to have done what I did.
You know,
because for about 3 years, it was me and my computer. I mean, my computer and I were everything. We were the stenographer, you know, the accountant, the draftsman, everything.
And it's not unusual that, I mean, I do the same thing where I do a printed format newsletter that I do on my computer. I do it in my word processing program, and I send that out. I do my books on my computer using Quicken. I use email. Obviously, many of us live and die by the email. I use email, and I send out an e-zine. Anyone who wants to subscribe, they can go to my website. It's a free e-zine. There's no ads in it, so it's not going to be encumbered and cluttered down with other messages. So check it out at my website if you so desire. And also, obviously, I'm a writer, and I use my computer as a word processor to write my articles and write my books and all my information. And that's what we were leading to going into the break, is a discussion of technology and how it has empowered the home office and corporate America as well, but has it empowered the home office to multitask and to wear all those hats that we otherwise would have to send out for others to wear.
How do you think the technology has allowed you to be a stay-at-home dad as well?
Well, a couple reasons, Bev. I think one of them is it's allowed me to, because I can do it all myself, I can time shift. Those of us who work from home know that it is not you wake up at 8 and you walk into the office, no matter how short the commute is,
right,
and then you turn off the light at 5 or at 6.
Right.
I mean, yesterday any day that my wife works, she still works a couple days a week. Today she's home, so I'm able to have this time right now. Tomorrow she works. I'll be up at 7, or usually I'm up at about 5 so that I can work for a couple hours before I have to deal with the kids for 2 hours straight. But at 7 o'clock, I'm starting to get the kids ready for school. By 8:45, two of them are off. By 9:30, another one's back down to sleep for a morning nap. But I'll work from 5 to 7 on the computer,
mm-hmm,
checking email, you know, invoicing and doing my books, writing my articles. I'll work from 9:30 till about 12 or 1 when my little one then wakes up from her morning nap, which I guess becomes an afternoon nap. Work a little bit more. I'll work in the evening. We time shift, so technology has allowed us to be more pliable and more agile in the things we have to do. But also when it comes to having kids at home, I wear a headset with a mute button. So if I have chaos unfolding behind me with the youngsters, and again, working from home with kids is not bliss, and we need to take this into account when we, you know, when we launch it, can we be professional enough working from home with our kids around? But I have a headset. I have, you know, so I can press the mute button. I have voicemail from my local Bell company, is Bell South, and they have a very effective voicemail system that's housed off-site. So I don't have to worry about my kids ever hitting erase accidentally or knocking a phone off the hook and me not getting a message because someone got a busy signal. Bell South's memory call will answer the phone when I'm on the phone or when I'm away from the phone or if the phone's been knocked off the hook. And I change my message every week to say that, you know, you've reached me for the week of, you know, the 31st. And I always say I'm either on the phone or away from my desk out bonding with my kids, because we try and make it warm and fuzzy, but again, very professional in approach.
Jeff, stand by. We've got to take another break. Folks, it's 29 after. Jeff Zabar is with us, along with our friend Beverly Williams. I'm Jim Blessinger, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after. I'm Jim Blessinger, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm visiting with two of my heroes. One I've known for a while. One is a new friend. Beverly Williams is the president and founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and she's been with us many times before and is my co-host today, as well as Jeff Zabar, who is a home-based business person, a real-life home-based business person, and he is the author of Home Office Know-How, and we're giving a couple of those away. If you'd like to give us a call at 888-822-8255, we'll send you one. All you have to do is call in, and Eric is on the board today, and he'll put you through, and all you have to do is say, I want one of Jeff's books, and we'll take care of that. Beverly, earn your money. You're the co-host today. Go ahead.
Give your voice a break.
That's right.
I would like, Jeff, for you to tell us about this particular article that you wrote for Entrepreneur's Home Office magazine about taking the technology away a little piece at a time. It wasn't big, sudden kaboom, but you had to do without some of your technology, and by the end of the week, all of your technology that allows you to do the work that you do.
Right.
Tell us what that was like.
Well, what had happened is they came to me, and I will not take credit for conceiving the article, but I did refine it with them so I didn't shoot myself in the foot through my business, because I still run a business and as a writer, and I have other clients who depend on my work, so we need to make sure that we did it right but still wanted to have the effect. Essentially what we did is we took a week, a Monday to Friday span, and sequentially removed all the technology from my home office. So we began, for example, with the first day was a Monday, and we began with my cell phone and my printer. And I said to myself, okay, printer, cell phone, no big deal. I look at my calendar Monday morning. I've got an event down in South Miami that I needed to go to down in Coral Gables that I usually like to drive with my cell phone in case I run into trouble, and I needed to print out very intricate directions. Mm-hmm. I'm like, So I went and I took out a post-it note and wrote down the directions and went without the cell phone. And and so Tuesday it was we removed my fax machine and we removed, I think Tuesday was just the fax machine, and caller ID. That's what we did, caller ID, my fax machine. And again, technology did not include the telephone, but it included all the Bell services that I have. And I have Bell. I put some Bell corporate executive's kid through college with everything that I have on my phone. So we removed all the technology, including my headset, I think it was on Tuesday. So, again, and I did not, and this is one of the caveats, I did not remove the ability to receive faxes, because I didn't want to hamstring my clients.
Right.
But I was not able to read them. They had to stay in the in basket for the week, because I didn't want people turn off my fax machine, then call me and say, why isn't your fax on?
Mm-hmm.
So they stayed in the in basket. I did not even look at them. And one thing, I'll jump to the end. A lot of people told me, why don't you just cheat? And I'm like, well, that defeats the purpose, and I'd like to see how this is really going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Did you let your clients know in advance what was going on and why, so that
yes.
they had an understanding? Okay.
And it really fostered some wonderful conversations, because I had clients who I was working with who came out with, you know, some people who work for very big corporations, and by the time on Wednesday, well, let me just finish real quick. On Wednesday, we removed my internet access and email. On Thursday, we removed
that gives me chills.
Yeah, can you imagine? I mean, I go on a trip for 2 days, and I come back to 50 or 60 emails, mm-hmm. and I dread coming back, because I know the night I get back, I'm going to be up for 2-3 hours answering emails. But by Thursday, we removed the PC, which essentially was everything that had been left. And then on Friday, I went from Thursday morning not being able to turn on the PC and having to take notes by hand and not use speed dial on my phone and not be able to see who's calling and not use voicemail. And I was able to leave a voicemail saying that I'm in an experiment. I will not be able to return your call if it's important. And I can't check voicemail. So if it's important, keep calling. And we did that. But another thing that I had to do is I had to take a piece of paper. I have a little blinking light on my phone that ties in with my memory call service from Bell South to tell me that I have messages waiting. So I had to put a little piece of paper, because it was like Chinese water torture.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see this light blinking, and
so
I know I have to jump.
So it was you and your legal pad and a big pen.
It was me and actually a steno pad that I use that fits in the breast pocket of a jacket and a pen, and that was it. And that went through about 2 o'clock on Friday. I had to get my editors to move it from like the end of day Friday till not quite the end of business, so I could reply to important messages before the close of business on Friday.
You know, Beverly, as Jeff's talking about this, I'm remembering when I first had a home office, which was in 1976,
mm-hmm.
and I was working for Xerox, and I typed all my own proposals on an Underwood 5.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Jeff, would that have qualified? Would the Underwood 5 have qualified as technology?
Good point. what I jokingly said to them, my editor said to me, okay, well, we're not going to totally, you know, hurt you here. Do you have a typewriter? And I'm like, a what? She said, a typewriter. And I said, a what? And actually, I don't have a Underwood. I have a Remington that is from like the early 1940s sitting in my closet. It's from my grandmother. She used to type me letters on it when I was a kid growing up.
So what was the result? What was the final determination by you at the end of the week?
Well, as I was saying earlier off air, when I was sort of thinking about this, the lead line in the article says, you think you don't need technology in today's day and age as you've become accustomed to it? I said, yeah, try ditching your thumbs. I mean, it is the opposable appendage here on our hand. I mean, it is what makes us do what we do, especially as small business workers. I mean, like we were saying earlier, Word, Quicken, Corel for creating, you know, bookmarks and things like that, communications programs. These make us what we are, and we can't live without them.
I've never heard anyone talk about technology that way. The opposing digit of our lives, of our business lives, is technology. Can I use that, Jeff?
As long as you put a little C, Jeffrey D's Bar, 1999.
You got it. All right, folks, got to take a quick break. It's 39 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Williams and Jeff Zabar will be right back with us. We are back. It's 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And our special guests this hour include Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Business, and our new friend, Jeff Zabar. On his book, it actually says Jeffrey D. Zabar, and his last name is spelled Z-B-A-R. He's the author of Home Office Know-How. He's a home-based journalist, and we've been talking about, one of the things he's been talking to us about is the week that he spent where he was weaning himself gradually, but ultimately, completely of technology, with the exception of the telephone. And Jeff, you were talking to us about that, and as you were saying that was really making me nervous, because the idea of being without my technology, I mean, I've been so dedicated to it now for almost 20 years, and so tied to it and I don't feel badly at all about that. I mean, it's what makes me productive.
Well, and also, Jim, I mean, when you look at what we have here in technology, you know, if someone said, when you mentioned you don't feel badly about it, think about the car you have. Think about the microwave that heats up your meals. Think about the different tools we have in daily life. These are just appliances. Mm-hmm. They are what they are, and they are part of our lives, and they will become more and more so as time goes on. So as we see business grow, as we see prices drop on PCs, as we see fax machines and second, third, and fourth, and fifth. I know, for example, I believe it's Terry Lanier, a mutual friend here, has, I don't know how many lines she has in her phone, but I remember reading an article. She said she wanted 6 lines, and they thought she was nuts, and this is going back a couple years. I mean, I have 3 or 4 plus our cell phones and things like that. I mean, you wonder why area codes are proliferating the way they are.
Right.
But what the nut of the article was really twofold. One was the psychological experience, but secondly was the fallback position. Okay, we all, and 2 months ago I went through this where my hard drive, I hate to even say it, but had a minor mishap.
Okay, good.
And I needed a fallback position. I had my kid's computer in the other room, and I was not allowed to use my kid's computer or my laptop in this experiment. But in reality, I have my kid's computer that was when I stepped up, I gave them mine, okay, so I have that as an option, and I have my laptop as an option, okay. I have, as I said in the article, I have a woman named Julie down the street who has a computer and a fax machine in her home. If I need to send or receive faxes, if mine went down, I have her. We become very, very entrenched, but I would put it to your listeners today to take 5 minutes and go through your Rolodex or go through your mind's Rolodex. Think about your fallback position if your PC should have a little mishap, you know, at some point. Whose house can you go to? Where can you go? You can go to Kinko's and use theirs, but who's a buddy who would give you a key to their house or at least let you come over while they're there and type up a document, correspond via email, fax a document or receive a document via fax? You know, who would let you do these things? And then finally, backup.
Right.
Always have a backup of whatever it is you do. And I have a zip drive, and I often do, you know, every couple of days I do a planned backup of zipped content. But I also feel that the hottest documents that you're working on right now, you should go into Windows Explorer, click and grab them over to your zip drive so you have them, you know, real, and put them onto a floppy, because if your computer goes down, you're not going to be able to use your zip drive.
Well, you know, Beverly, one of the things that we were talking earlier off the air, I think, about whether everyone should have a computer or not, and the question comes up about whether that should be your first purchase or not when you're starting out as a home-based business. But once you make the computer purchase, over a period of another year or so, you're probably going to buy the next generation. And one of the things, Jeff, that I try to encourage people to do is don't get rid of that previous generation computer. I've got a graveyard in one of my rooms in my office, and I've, you know, of computers, and if something happened to my main computer that I use every day now, of course I do have a laptop, but if something were to happen, something else should happen, then I've got the last generation that I could go plug up and use.
And no one's going to
throw them away.
No one's going to give you enough money for it anyway. If you tried to trade it in, throw it away, do whatever, you're not going to get anything for it.
That's right.
And
so,
it is a wonderful. And
so hang on to those.
It's a wonderful fallback position if you had a problem. It's wonderful peace of mind to know that in my closet is a laptop, and on the kitchen little alcove where there's a little desk for the kids is their PC.
And that's one of the things when I talk about business planning with the people who are getting started, I tell them about the time my house got hit by lightning.
Right.
And literally wiped out everything in my office. You've got to try to imagine the worst possible thing happening in your home office, and what would you do to stay in business during that period of time.
Right.
It took me, even though I had insurance that covered my business, it took me more than 6 weeks to recoup all the equipment and everything and go out and figure out what I needed to buy. Because everything had changed since I had bought the last computer and so
right.
forth. And I did like you said, Jeff, and that is I called friends who let me borrow printers, and my husband brought a computer home from his then corporate job. And you have to be able to quickly pick up and pick up the phone, call somebody and say, do you, can I, so forth.
Right.
Because otherwise you're out of business, and every hour and every day that you're down with the technology, you're losing money.
And as a home-based entrepreneur, as I say, a 1099er, but as a solo contractor who your clients have come to depend on, what is the saying in any business? You're only as good for me as the last project you delivered. And if you blow a project, you just they may not say it, but somehow they may think, you know what, I know it wasn't his fault,
but
I couldn't depend on them that time.
But let's go with a larger company who has a bigger staff, that it doesn't matter as much if a computer goes down because there's 10 others in the office.
Exactly.
That's the perception that home office people have had to fight against for so long, is that we're not big enough to handle it.
Well, you know one thing, that the word that has not been used here, and that I use it all the time when we talk about technology, telephony, and the right mindset about working from home, is called transparency.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anybody, I mean, of course, now I'm a big, you know, evangelist of work at home and work at home work style and lifestyle, and I leave the message about my kids on the phone and all that, but I don't want anybody to be able to say through either the way I work, the correspondence they have
Jeff,
with me.
Stand by. I'm going to have to take a break. All right, we're back. It's 54 After. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 54 After, and I want to remind you that coming up in the next hour, Tim Berry is going to join us, and we're going to be talking about business planning. Tim is the author of the book called Hurdles, the book on business planning. As I have said before, he did write the book on business planning, and his software that his company Palo Alto produces is called Business Plan Pro for PCs and Business Plan Toolkit for Macintosh. And Tim's been with us many times before, and we're going to be talking about business planning, so stay tuned for that. Right now, we're wrapping up the hour with our good friend Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the AAHBB, the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and also her friend and our new friend, Jeff Zabar, the author of Home Office Know-How, which is a book you can get at your local bookstores or online or from his website, which he will give you right now.
Sure. It's www.goinsoho.com.
Jeff, hang on. Bev, I'm going to let you give us your website again, please.
Sure. That's www.aahbb.org, O-R-G.
And for $30 a year, you can become part of and take advantage of all the benefits of the AAHBB, which will allow you to take advantage of all the hard work that Beverly does. And folks, if you are a home-based business person, or you are a dreamer, you're someone who is thinking about it, you'd like to get educated and you'd like to start connecting up with some folks who are doing what you want to do, please do yourself a favor and join the AAHBB. I recommend it.
There's a section on our website, too, that they can click on called Getting Started. If they're looking at where do I start, that's a good starting point.
Right. Thank you for that, Beverly. And let's wrap up the hour, Jeff. What are some final thoughts that you would have for people who are just now starting a home-based business?
Well, you know, again, we were talking a moment ago off air about the honeymoon period, and I think that you need to realize that this is not while it's a lifestyle change, it's still a job. You have to take it seriously. You got to make those around you take it seriously, because when people learn you're working from home, they're going to call you Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and say, let's go to the beach, let's go to the park, let's go do this or that, let's go to the mall. You know, you got to realize that this is a business. Take it seriously. Realize that you can have fun. This is a lifestyle choice, and don't dog yourself with a lot of burdensome thoughts. But strive for success. Be as transparent as you can, in the sense that be as good to your corporate clients as you can, so that they don't get burdened by the fact that you work from home. Make them, as Bev would espouse, indoctrinate them to the upsides of working from home. Spend a little money on a good telephone system, a good communication system. If you need a PC, get one, get online, learn to use the internet. But foster good relations and network with those around you who can help complement your business, help you bring in new business, and help you do things that you may not know how to do, so you can deliver more value add to your clients. And I think it's really important that, because we wear many hats, but we also wear the hat of the CEO and the CFO, the chief financial officer, that we be really in touch with the things that can make ours very powerful businesses. Because there are a lot of organizations that you wouldn't know are home-based that are doing gangbuster work out there.
Jeff, thank you. That's well said. And sure. Beverly, as we wrap up the hour, we've got about 15 seconds. I'd like for you to make any closing comments you'd like.
Well, I would encourage people. One of the things that I think is so important is the humor, is taking yourself seriously but adding some humor. Enjoy what you're doing. Enjoy the lifestyle that a home office allows you to have. And I think Jeff does that. I know he enjoys his kids. He enjoys his work. And he enjoys sharing the information with people. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Jeff and Jeff Sabar, author of Home Office Know-How. Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. It's been great this hour. You both did well. Thank you so much, and I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Got to wrap it up for this hour, folks. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, just like Jeff Sabar. Because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember these 10 two-letter words. If it is to be, it is up to me. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. Beverly Williams is our...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.